This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg from Duke University.
In one of the most stunning developments you've ever seen in your entire life, the Mavericks selected Cooper Flagg last night in the NBA Draft. I did not think for a second they were going to take Cooper Flagg.
You're being sarcastic.
I'm being very sarcastic.
It is stunning. Because they could always mess something up. I mean, they went on a 5-month run of literally doing the wrong thing every time. That it wouldn't have surprised me if they would have just been like, you know, they could have picked who, God knows who, yesterday. They could have just been like, well, we just wanted we thought there was a really scrappy defender from Colgate, and so we took him number one.
Hey, look, I mean, oh God, who was the Colgate player? Never mind. They could have screwed the whole thing up. They didn't. And maybe we're turning the corner here. Just maybe.
They deserve credit for kneeling the ball.
Uh huh. They didn't try to pass it.
Don't do anything stupid. Just kneel the ball.
And they knelt.
Yeah. Keep the possession, and that's what you did. And now you got Cooper Flagg, who is. He's going to be a great player. But yeah. Here's the thing. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. He might bust relative to expectation if people have unrealistic expectations for what he can be.
Mm-hmm.
If you think he's going to be Michael Jordan or even LeBron or anything like that, he's not going to be that.
No.
But his baseline... His worst level of play, barring injury, that could always happen. But barring injury, his worst level of play will be a good two-way player that you need on a title contender.
Right.
That's the floor for him.
Yes. Yes, that's the floor. Again, barring all craziness like injuries and stuff. That's
injury would literally be the only thing that would derail him from being a good player.
Yes.
But it remains to be seen if he'll be one of the best, if he'll be a top 10 player in the league throughout his career, but he will at the very least be a good player.
I agree. So that's the exciting part. And then that's going to be something that we are obviously keeping an eye on his entire career. Like, unfortunately for Cooper, like they are going to, and we are going to break down just about every single game,
mm-hmm.
like it's an NFL game in year one.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm pretty sure we did that with Luka, but I know we did. But Luka came out he came out red hot.
He did. Luka still wasn't Luka the first year.
No, because he was thinner and faster and able to dunk.
Yeah, and that led to like a shooting percentage that was like 8 percentage points off his career average. Luka, his first year was... He shot 42% from the field. He averaged 21 points, 7 rebounds, or almost 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. And then, obviously, a couple years later...
Say his numbers again.
21, 8 rebounds, 6 assists.
Dude, if Cooper Flagg averages 21, 8, and 6 year one, we're throwing parades.
See, I think that's the thing. I think 21, 8, and 6 might be who he is.
For his career?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
But, yeah, it is. But it'll be efficient, and it's going to be also 21, 8, and 6, and 2 steals and a block and a half per game or something. And he's going to play lockdown defense. Like, the raw numbers, that's the thing. You're not going to see in 2023-24 when Luka led the league in scoring with 34 points a game. That's never going to be Cooper Flagg.
No, but it doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't. And that's why I say just he might, if you're concerned about bust factor, it will literally only be relative to expectations that someone puts on it. If you're going to expect him to be a 34 point per game scorer, you're going to be disappointed. But if you Scottie Pippen was never a 34-point-per-game scorer, and that's who he's most compared to, is Scottie Pippen.
No, yeah, and he was one of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
Without doing that.
Nobody would pass on Scottie Pippen on this team.
No, absolutely not. So Cooper Flagg is officially a Dallas Maverick. Here he is on joining the Mavs with Hall of Fame players already on the team.
I mean, I'm really excited. You know, I think I keep saying I'm excited to be a sponge, to get down there and just learn, be surrounded by, you know, Hall of Fame caliber guys, and just to be able to learn from them. It's going to be an incredible experience. I feel so blessed, you know, to be in the position I am, and just to get down there, like I said, be a sponge, learn, and try and grow my game as much as I can.
You know, that is a unique situation for the top pick to go. The top pick generally doesn't go into this situation at all. The top pick generally does not come into a spot where there's other Hall of Famers on the team. Generally, the top pick goes to Washington. Mm-hmm. And it's got a bunch of guys you've never heard of trying to find their way, trying to make their way, and it's toxic. It's toxic.
Yeah. There's enough toxic here. That's for sure. He's coming in here to follow toxic. He is. And he's here to be the savior. Not only just the savior of them on the court, he is here to be the savior of them financially off the court.
You know,
that is a lot of responsibility. And to be fair, he seems like the perfect guy. If you needed to put this on any 18-year-old's shoulders, he seems like the one from everything we've heard.
Do you think this is toxic on the floor?
No, that's why I just said it's delicate on the floor. That's why I'm saying when you say it's usually toxic, you're talking about on the floor. I'm saying there's plenty of toxic here. It's just not necessarily the play. That he's walking into toxic in terms of maybe more difficult toxic, which is, hey, we need you to save an organization. We need you to save their image with the fans.
Well, that's a big part of it. That there is that part of it. But he already did. I think he's already done that.
He's bought them time. He's gotten them a temporary restraining order. That's what he got them.
So you think it's still a...
Dude, there's a lot of people still unhappy with them.
Oh, of course they're unhappy. Yeah.
Nothing's directed at Cooper Flagg, I don't think, from the fan base.
Right.
The fan base, it likes him, and I think a lot of fans are saying, we deserved this. Nico doesn't deserve it. Patrick Dumont doesn't deserve it. I deserve it. We deserve this. The fans deserve it. So right. I think there's a lot of people. I don't think there's anybody upset that Cooper Flagg's here.
No. You better not be upset. Now, if you're upset that he's here because, you know, it means that Luka's not, okay, there's still that faction of people because he wouldn't be here if Luka was here. They wouldn't have.
If Luka had played, I mean, I don't know. If like Kyrie, they had Kyrie and Luka at the end of the 22-23 season and they ended up in the lottery. So, like, you could end up in the lottery.
They wouldn't have fixed it.
Depending on how slow Luka's... they wouldn't have fixed it. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. They still, in theory, it was probably just as likely they were going to get the number one pick, which was about 1%.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think they would... I just feel they would have been, you know, once Luka came back, a team that probably went a little further than they did. They would have been.
Potentially, yep. Yeah, I mean, it just depends on, do all the injuries still occur like they did? Does Kyrie get hurt? Does Luka get hurt again? Like, is there some sort of other tension that exists?
You don't know. We have no idea how things would have played out, but...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Regardless, it's exciting, and he's going to be a good player. The thing I would say, if I could give any piece of advice to the Mavericks this morning, which they're not going to listen because they just do their own thing, but if I could give any piece of advice this morning, is you are already asking a ton of this kid. A ton. Do not make it any harder on him. From this moment on, shut your mouths. Don't make it any harder on him. Let him just come here and do his best to fix what you've effed up.
You're talking about the front office.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's do it. I was hoping not to play it yet, but let's play it. Bobby's been trying to. So he's been trying to kind of like steer.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to steer nothing
into this.
I'm not. No. I don't even want to play it. We'll play it later. We can be all positive this segment if you want. I'm just saying that
play
would,
next segment.
That would be my advice to them. Is just he's got a lot on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Help him out and just get out of the way.
All right. So
that's
it. Well, so we'll play that at 6:20. But here is Marty Smith. Now this is they had a watch party back in Maine, in Newport, Maine, where Cooper Flagg is from. And man, this was cool. Like the entire city, town, whatever they call it up there, seemed like they were there all in their Duke jerseys. They're all gonna be wearing Mavs jerseys. This is gonna have like the highest TV rating of any city outside of DFW is gonna be somewhere in Maine for Maverick games. But this is Marty Smith. This is pretty cool, I thought, on TV last night.
Welcome to Flag Day in Newport, Maine, where in just a few moments, as the clock winds down, anticipation is building. This community is so proud, not just of the athlete, but of the young man, of the character, of the hard work, of the humility that he exemplifies, that they know he learned right here in Newport. I spoke to his principal, Mary Netto, at Nokomis High School, and she told me that Cooper has completely rewritten reality for kids all over this state. They're watching one of their own, one of them, achieve the ultimate dream of flying highest atop the NBA draft tonight, right now. Let's go!
I half expected Marty Smith to go, "We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona."
I was waiting for a, "And what you gonna do, brother?" I thought he was going full Hulkamania. Yeah. That was cool. Like the entire by the way, everyone in that town's like 58 years old.
Yeah. I mean, everybody in Maine is 58
I think,
years old.
I have a feeling everyone in Maine is like that old. It's like when I go to Gaylord, Michigan, like the surrounding areas up there in northern Michigan, just in the country, that there's no young people. It's just everyone like gets out of high school and immediately is 58 years old. They look it, they act it. That's just like northern country living, I think. And it's country living anywhere, really. And that's exactly what it is. It looked like the gymnasium where everyone was in the gym sitting on those like, you know, bench seats that they have and where they fold out in the gym floor. They all looked like they were 60 years old.
Yeah. It's just a different vibe where he came from. Now he gets to come run around uptown.
Honestly, hang out with the youth. The most scary thing. That's the most scary thing, because he's coming to a place he has no frame of reference how big it is here compared to where he's from.
And
even in Durham, it's like it's just a college town. I mean, I know it's outside of Raleigh, but still,
it's sprawling. Like the Metroplex is massive.
Yeah, and where he's gonna live. He had never seen anything like it.
No, it'll be all new. But I mean, he's also been, even if it's not been Maine, this is somebody who has traveled around to play ball and has been the dude for a few years now.
Yes, he has.
And has probably had to deal with a lot of attention and different things like that have prepared him the right way, I would guess.
It's exciting. It's a fun day. You get to see the Mavs' future. Because, you know, we were robbed of our present, but we get the future now. All right. Well, it is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. We were in a conundrum last night because, you know, I may have ruined a night for a certain Ranger baseball player.
You absolutely did. You don't get to choose whether we're unloading the group text today. That's happening.
And we will play what Bobby is calling. What are you calling this audio? One of the most irresponsible things.
Just the dumbest thing.
Dumbest thing.
One of the 10 dumbest things the Mavs have said in the last 2 months.
And that's saying a lot. The audacity of the general manager to say this last night. It's coming up next. Sean and RJ, 105 Through the Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.